Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie TPFL and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's May. It's the 16th of May. It's 2017. We have 13 baseball games to talk about here on the slate. As always on Tuesday, my friend, my co-host, The Siege. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm peachy, man. You know, you talked all that shit yesterday about play draft, and I might beat you by 50 today.
Tomas three-run home run. Oh, man, that's not what I needed.
I'm trying to talk crap to you, and you're not supposed to be – you got to close your at-bat. That was the deal.
I can't close my at-bat. You know that. You know, I guess I can close it now. That's probably a fair point, but I can probably close it now.
Anyway, if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, PlayDraft.com, it is so much fun. Like, the pitching stunk in the slate, and PlayDraft's a site that you can actually outscore pitching with hitters, so it was a lot more fun to get exposure on PlayDraft than it was to play on DraftKings and FanDuel today. No offense to them, but just to be honest, you know, for this slate, I really like PlayDraft. If you haven't checked them out, it's PlayDraft.com. Use promo code Grinders, so PlayDraft.com/Grinders. You get 100% deposit bonus up to $600. We have a bunch of games to talk about. 13 games, a lot of pitching options. It's like an opposite slate from yesterday where we have a lot of spots to attack here.
Yeah, there's a ton of spots. I love a bunch of spots on this slate, so it's kind of a where do you want to get started?
Yeah, well, we always get started with the first game on the slate, so Washington at
Thank you, Steven.
Steven Strasburg against Chad Kuhl. What's your interest here in Strasburg?
Interest in Strasburg, zero. Just like every other normal day. I just don't play Strasburg. I just don't.
I actually really like him in this spot. Like, we know that they're going to roll out, what, six righties? Five righties? I would guess six. Like, Frazier, Polanco, and Bell would be the only three lefties. So you're going to get six righties in PNC? Like, low ownership, too, because we have all these.
Oh, there's no chance of low ownership. No chance. You could just kiss that right out the window.
Well, you don't think Darvish is going to be the highest owned pitcher on the slate?
He might be, but everyone loves paying up for Strasburg. Even on that last slate where they had Salazar, Strasburg, Archer, and Maeda, like, Strasburg still came in at 35%, and that spot was way worse than this one.
All right, fair enough. Maybe I might be wrong with the ownership.
I think he's going to be he could be more popular than Darvish today. He really could be. People could get terrified after that pitch count, even though I suspect that was a one-time thing. I don't mind Strasburg. Like, attacking Pittsburgh has been something I've been doing basically on the regular. I don't play chalk Steven Strasburg. I just don't.
No, it's fair. You know, it's definitely fair. The matchup wise, he probably has the best matchup on the slate.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the matchup is just superb, superb, superb. There's no denying.
Yeah, ballpark shift. Pirates have just been dreadful. Like, the matchup is great. Chad Kuhl on the other side, he should get plenty of run support here. You know, we've been talking about Chad Kuhl all season and his struggles with lefties. Well, Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy are pretty good at baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome. You know me. I'm playing the Nationals lefties against Chad Kuhl. Like, how many lefties they've got, or how many lefties are going to be in my lineup? Like, you know, like, we were one of the first people to notice that, like, you just play all the lefties against Chad Kuhl, no matter the situation, no matter where you're at, you just play them.
Well, you noticed this in the Cardinals game. You were at the game, and you're like, man, he can't get out Greg Garcia. And then the next start, we stacked lefties against him, and he got shelled. And, like,
it was the Cubs. It was like they were 4% in PNC. It was amazing. Give up like 10 runs in three innings. I there's only three lefties in the projected lineup. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to sneak in a fourth. Maybe give Defoe in there. Get a fourth one in there.
Yeah, I don't mind Weeders either as a punt catcher here, or not even punt, but a good spot. There is a catcher, though, that we're going to talk about that I'm guessing we're going to be on the same page because he faces a lefty in Detroit. That's all I need to say. I'm guessing you don't have any interest here in the Pirates bats.
By the way, we aren't going to agree on that catcher. No, I have no interest in Detroit. I have no interest in Pittsburgh bats. We can move on.
All right, Houston at Miami, Dallas Keuchel, Tom Kohler. You know, we don't typically like targeting Miami with left-handed pitching, but Dallas Keuchel's on another level this season.
Not paying that price. Nope. Next.
Oh, what's his price?
No.
I haven't looked at price.
11-8 on DraftKings?
Highest price pitcher on the slate.
He's wow. 10-9 on FanDuel. He's higher than you, Darvish? Nope. Thank you. Let's move on.
Do you think that lowers his ownership, though? Do we need to consider it just because of that?
It doesn't matter, Stevie. It's too high. It's not like a slate like tonight. We've got 19,000 guys I want to play. I'm not going to overpay for someone to be contrarian. I could be contrarian with good plays that are priced appropriately.
Yeah, and like you look at the numbers for Keuchel, the strikeouts, you know, the strikeout rate's only 22.8%, which I say only. It's, you know, definitely solid. We're targeting him because he's just – his ground ball rate's insane. You know, his soft contact rate is almost 7% higher than his hard contact rate. But I kind of agree with you here. Price maybe just too high. Maybe it is just too high.
It's too high. Yep. It is what it is. It's too high.
You could definitely play him on play draft. Have no issues there on play draft. Tom Kohler, I'm guessing. No.
No.
Back to the Houston stack.
Man, reverse splits guy against a team full of power righties. Tough not to go back there.
Oh, I wanted to point out something too. Somebody tweeted this at me today. If you follow Marlins Park on Twitter, that account tweets out the status of the roof every afternoon. So it's at Marlins Park. So, you know, that way you can see if the roof's going to be open or closed. And that we talked about it for a good extent yesterday. It definitely matters if it's open or closed.
Yeah, for sure. Like Dan Straley, like pitched a gem. He just got hit with a line drive, like right at him, like super, super, super unlucky. And then the Houston staff went off on him in the bullpen. But Gattis, I don't think he'll play again. But if he does, I like him. Don't mind McCann. Gurriel is still free. A guy can hit. He's got the. I think he's still number one average against right-handed pitching this year. You can pull that up really quickly.
Yeah,
he's still number one overall.
He makes a lot more sense on this slate when we're looking at pitching that's just, you know, stacked, and he's 3K on DraftKings. Like, you're getting a first baseman that has home run power against a reverse splits pitcher. You know, it's just – it kind of really lines up for him yet again today, and, you know, you could actually really use the savings today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see if I can pull this up really quickly here. Against right-handed pitching – batting average. We've got maybe he doesn't qualify. Hold on, let me just do like a smaller at-bat sample size here. He's still really far up here. I can't find him at the moment, but he's still been mashing him all season.
Miami, anything?
No. They're not, like, you're not getting Ozuna a discount.
Yeah, we love Ozuna and Stanton, but no, right? Just no?
Yeah, you're not getting a discount. You can't do it.
All right, Wade Miley against Matt Boyd, Baltimore at Detroit. Any interest here in Miley?
I have interest in Boyd.
Well, I have interest in Boyd too, but no interest in Miley.
You said play a catcher against freaking Boyd.
No, I didn't. I said a Detroit catcher against a lefty.
Sorry.
You're good. You're good. We're good. We're on the same page.
Like, I was like, you're on Caleb Joseph. What the hell?
No, Wade Miley dating back to last season, 157 innings, 351 WOBA with a 33% hard contact against righties. Hey, CJ, how many righties are going to face in this lineup today?
Nine.
Yeah, don't play Wade Miley. I was shocked by the line in this game being so close. No respect for Matt Boyd.
No, that's respect. That's respect for the Orioles. That's like a record thing. Like, that's just a team record thing. Like, the fact that Matt Boyd's favored over Wade Miley just tells you everything you need to know.
Fair enough.
Matt Boyd has, like, an ERA of, like, 6 or something.
Yeah, his advanced stats like him a lot more than that, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's been just bad this year. So, like, that's, you know, the fact that he's favored over Wade Miley tells you everything you know. I like the spot. We like kind of these crafty lefties against Baltimore. They like to swing and miss. Boyd likes to throw stuff all over the place that they can swing and miss at. You know, if they hit it, it's probably going to go a long way. So it's tournament only. But I have a lot of interest in Boyd here in this spot.
If you play Boyd, make sure you get your hedge stack in there. Like, we talk about it all the time. You know, that's – you know, I feel like our listeners should know by now. But, yeah, I will say there's a cheaper pitcher. I guess – I'm guessing he's cheaper. Hold on.
It might not be.
There's a cheaper pitcher that I like a little bit more than Matt Boyd, but I get the upside here. Like, we've been playing lefties against him all year.
Pitcher cheaper than Matt Boyd you like?
Right under him on DraftKings, right under him. We'll talk about it in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so outside of stacking Baltimore, we're not playing any one-offs, right?
No.
Detroit.
You know what? I shouldn't say no. If there's a guy who's particularly cheap and you want to attack him, I wouldn't hate the idea because if he gets a – he can give up a home run or two. But I'm just not – I probably won't do it.
Wouldn't it be Rickard? No, wouldn't be 2,800.
It'd be like Mancini. It'd be like Mancini if he was cheap. Or like
32, and you can play him in the outfield now.
Yeah, like that. Like, that's the guy I would probably play.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Let's see here. On the Detroit side, love all these guys. Love that J.D. Martinez is back. I feel like, you know, my long-lost brother is finally back. I think I talked about J.D. Martinez more than the whole industry combined last
season. I hope you didn't wait that first day, Stevie.
I saw.
You talked about it. You're like, I'm going to wait a day.
No. I don't play on the weekends. You know that. So
that was Friday, wasn't it?
No, JD came back on Saturday. Hit two home runs or something. Or came back and then hit
two. Yeah, hit two home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for reference, JD Martinez against the lefty is really good, just like Ian Kinsler. James McCann.
Against a lefty. He's still good. He's still good.
I'm really sad
I'm going to the Red Sox game tomorrow, so I can't do the flagship show because James McCann against Wade Miley, I would love to step by. I would love to plant my flag down on the ground again on that one.
Yeah, if you guys want Siege and Stevie again, 3:30 tomorrow, or today if you're listening to it on Tuesday. But yeah, doing a Grinders live show together as well. Let's move on. Philadelphia at Texas. Zach Eflin against Yu Darvish. Is it Eflin?
Yeah, it's Eflin.
I have Jared Eichhoff.
I have Eflin. It's Eflin. DraftKings is wrong. It's definitely Eflin.
Well, it was the at-bat app, too, said Eichhoff.
Yeah, but I think it's Eflin. Hold on. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm?
Let's pull it up here. They say it's Eichhoff here. Weird. I had it as Eflin. That's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, this is a massive difference. Like,
yeah, one Eflin pitch I want to play and the other one I want to stack against.
Like, Eflin's really bad for – if Eflin is the starter, like, he's really bad. You know, feel free to stack Texas. But the information that we have in front of us right now is Jared Eichhoff against Yu Darvish. So that's what we're going to talk about. I'll let you – I know you're going to need to pull up Eichhoff stats, so let's talk Yu Darvish.
I want to play Eichhoff against Texas, I'll tell you. I can tell you I don't need to play anything up. Texas has a ton of righties that strike out. The Shields aren't – Lucroy, Napoli, Rua. Like, you know, am I worried about Mazzara and Odor and Gallo? Sure. But this has massive upside.
And DeShields is going to be in there too because Gomez got put on the – he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So
yeah, and I mean, that's not great because it probably means Chu's going to play, but –
yeah, but
like, I think I would.
You get Joey Gallo too, another guy that just, you know, home run or three strikeouts.
Yeah, I wish I knew one way or another if it was Eichhoff or him.
Well,
if it's Zach Eflin, we stack Texas. If it's Eichhoff, he's firmly in tournament consideration. I'm gonna go choose my season long team too because I have him starting Wednesday on there while I'm thinking of it.
All right. Well, I definitely agree with you. We're definitely stacking against Eflin. He sucks. If Eichhoff is in there, he's definitely playing for tournaments. Yu Darvish, let's talk Darvish here. This game's in Texas. Does that bother you at all against Philadelphia?
I mean, it's Philadelphia. The only thing that concerns me is that pitch count. Like, we talked about before the last podcast that he had thrown over 110 pitches in three start, and I'm listening to the game on the radio coming back from dinner. And then, like, I faded Darvish for that reason. and I'm on my way back, and I hear on the radio, you know, you Darvish on a 90 pitch count today, or 90 to 95 pitch count. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, he was so popular. He was like 50%, and I had none. And I knew that I didn't have to worry about a 35-point game. It wasn't announced before that I saw anywhere. So, I mean, here's the deal. Like, are they going to go run him back up 113, 115 pitches, or are they going to try to be responsible with the guy?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if there was like 100 to 105. I think the 115, 125. I definitely don't see him getting to 125 again.
Like, he's got a big ceiling. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's Philadelphia. They strike out a ton.
Yep.
But they're gaining a DH, you know, so it's, you know, a lineup boost for them. They're probably going to add Aaron Alt here, I would guess.
He's been playing every day, though.
Cesar Herrera, Joseph Saunders, Franco Rupp, Gallus. I don't think it'll be Blanco. I think it'll be somebody else. But, I mean, it's a decent lineup. It's just they strike out a ton and they can hit power. I think you've saved Darvish for tournaments. And you kind of go with that. Like, I normally think Darvish is a guy I would like in cash, but there's too much power upside on this Phillies team, right? Like, he could strike out 10 but give up 3 home runs.
Can we end this argument by just saying Darvish is the tournament play and Strasburg's the cash play? Right?
Yeah, definitely agree with that.
Yeah, just, that's how it sets up. So, the one thing, you know, you're talking about the pitches and stuff like that. The one thing that I worry about, we've talked about it a lot this season, is Philadelphia is second or third, you know, keeps going up and down in pitches per at bat. So that's another thing you got to consider here as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. They definitely do take a ton of pitches.
So Darvish definitely a play for tournaments. We're definitely not saying fade him. I just think Steven Strasburg's a safer play for cash games.
I just think you could pay down in tournaments. Like, there's just a bunch of really interesting options that we're going to get to.
Bats in this game, like, if it's Eflin, I definitely have interest in stacking Texas. But if it's Eichhoff, I'm just going to kind of stay away from this game.
Completely agree.
All right, let's move on to Wrigley Field, where the wind is projected to blow out at 19 miles an hour, with Brunson Arroyo and John Lackey pitching.
Oh, man.
You played Posey.
This all depends on what? What?
You played Posey in that late slate that we were sweating, right?
Yeah, please tell me you just homered.
He did. Brunson Arroyo, John Lackey, don't play these guys, especially if the wind is blowing out at 19 miles an hour at Wrigley Field. Yeah, don't do that. It's 80 degrees in Chicago, too. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, Coors Field 2.0.
Yes, Coors Field 2.0, indeed. God, God, Blaine. All right. Hit a home run. Thank you.
Let's talk bats in this game. You know, we were talking about it before the podcast. Cincinnati has really, really good BVP against Lackey. So I think they're all in play here.
Yeah, it all depends on the wind direction, right?
It looks like it's blowing out the left center.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Fire up thy Cincy bats.
I'm going to guess this game opens at like 10 and a half. I think it's going to have a massive total.
Wouldn't surprise. I mean, Billy Hamilton is a lock and load. Like, you might not get that everywhere. Especially
playing in the arcade mode. If you're playing that new arcade mode on DraftKings and you don't have Billy Hamilton tomorrow, you're doing it wrong.
Like, how many points is a stolen base?
12, I think, is what it was. Like, it's just insane. Yeah, like, and you get points for plate appearances, don't you? And he leads off on the road.
Yeah, and like, he can hit home runs with the wind blowing out. We see him do it against Lester all the time, and the jack in the bag has a bonus. Yeah, Billy Hamilton's a lock in that format. Let me write that down before I forget.
Yeah, don't forget that. On the flip side of this game, it's Brunson Arroyo. He stinks. Lock and load the Cubs. If Miguel Montero starts, he has he has massive BVP against Brunson Arroyo. That would be we really want to see Contreras take a day off here.
Yeah, it'd be really nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, there's not one bad play on the Reds other than Adam Duvall in terms of BVP.
I told you that. It's insane. Yeah. And if the wind's blowing out in Wrigley, I'm definitely playing Duvall, too.
We're talking like 170 at-bat sample size, too. So what is that, like 6 starts, 7 starts?
Enough.
8 starts? It's a lot of starts.
Same division teams, yeah.
9 starts? It's, whatever it is, it's a lot of starts. And we talk about the walks, too, and they're walking at 10% as well. Like, that's just super nice.
All right. Look at you leading that tournament. Good stuff. Colorado at Minnesota. What's that?
I said I looked at FanDuel first. I hadn't even looked at DraftKings yet.
Okay. Early in that tournament, we were sweating before we got on. That home run drove me to 30th. I need Grindahl. Kyle Freeland against Phil Hughes. Colorado at Minnesota. Another game that is projected to be pretty hot with a lot of humidity. So don't sleep on this game.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on this game at all, except you'll have to tell me again which game it is.
Colorado at Minnesota. Kyle Freeland, Phil Hughes.
God. Yeah, is it hot in Minnesota?
Hot in Minnesota, a lot of humidity, yeah.
Man,
Freeland's yet to give up a home run to right-handed. Has he given up one to lefty yet?
I think he has to a lefty. Hasn't given up
one left. Yeah, one lefty home run. No,
this has the big twin stack. The 3% twin stack wins the slate, doesn't it?
With Sano, Vargas, Grossman, Dozier, yeah, Polanco.
Yep, Jimenez if he draws a start.
The last few times they bat Mauer like fifth and sixth, and they put all the righties up at the top of the order.
God, that'd be so nice.
Like if Mauer bats third against a lefty, it just ruins the stack so many times.
Why is he still playing baseball? Someone explain to me why he's still playing baseball.
He's still super athletic. Like, I'll give him that. He's just not what he was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Whatever. Vargas is better. Hot take. I love my boy Vargas. You can do no wrong.
Any Colorado bats that you want here against old man Phil Hughes?
I mean, Nolan Arenado is always in play, right?
Who I think now is 5-1. Wins and losses mean absolute dog crap. Oh, drives me insane. I do want to point out Phil Hughes this season. He has a 41% hard contact rate. He's given up 89% contact. He has a swinging strike rate of 5.5%. He's a fly ball pitcher on a hot day with a lot of humidity. Colorado's stack here, you know, going outside of Coors Field, their prices are still up a little bit. They're going to be low owned, and they have massive upside here against Phil Hughes. It's just bound to happen that this guy gets blown up.
This game could be give me the over in this game. I don't even know what it is, but just give me the over.
It's a 9. 9 total.
Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know about it, right?
So
maybe people get scared off by that rain that's coming. Oh, so that's the wrong game. Maybe people will get scared off by that weather. Maybe like 3% owned.
Yeah, but it looks like obviously I'm not Kevin Roth, but it looks like all the weather's going to come late. So maybe he'll give it like a yellow-orange.
The Twins are definitely one of those creepy teams that have done stupid things before. Their president, too, actually, like, is their most useful guy. Hold on, I got to find him. I follow him on Twitter somewhere.
All right, while you're pulling that up, let's move on. New York at Kansas City, CC Sabathia against Jason Hamill. The hits just keep rolling, my friend. Do not play Jason Hamill. Do not play CC Sabathia. We love lefties against Kansas City, but CC Sabathia, like Bartolo Colon, should have retired last year.
Bartolo wasn't terrible today.
Clone sucks. The Blue Jays just suck worse. The Blue Jays are just awful. They're just so bad.
Even better.
Yeah, well, they suck.
And you're just bitter at Cartolo, huh?
I've always been a Cologne fan. It's just he's old and needs to retire. He's done.
I got to find him. I think it's like Brian St. Pierre or something. I'll have to find it at some point. Dave St. Pierre, that's what it is. It's Dave St. Pierre.
All right. I love the Yankee stack here. They're going to be one of my favorite stacks on the slate. I'm going to lock and load me some Yankees here.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to get them low owned too. Like that's the best part about it.
Oh, it's my favorite stack on the board, CB.
Oh, I'm right there with you. And we're going to get them low owned. Like that's my favorite thing about it. Like in that $55 full count, like the Yankee stack is going to be like less than 5% owned, and like they have 10 plus run potential in this game.
We've talked about it. Jason Hamill's done. Done. He got lit up by the Rays. Power left-handed bats. So like for me, I have more, like, I don't mind the righties, but when I build my stacks, it's going to have Chase Headley and it's going to have Didi in it, and that's going to make it contrarian just by itself.
Yeah, Brett Gardner.
It'd be nice if Chris Carter wasn't the wraparound. Like, I might go Judge, Gregorius, Headley, Gardner, just because.
Yeah, well, if you sign the Yankees and don't have Aaron Judge, I'm going to smack you upside the head.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do the full wraparound, the 6-7-8-1-2 stack, even locking Gary the Goat in there.
Gary the
Goat. I just, God, Jason Hamill's so bad. Wind blowing out, 82 miles an hour. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, and like, I'm not playing CC Sabathia here, but like, outside of.
You're not
like,
playing CC Sabathia. Stop it.
No, that's Salvador what I said. Play. That's what I said. Outside of Perez, like maybe Kane, like I just there's a reason that the Royals stink against lefties.
Their lineup's starting to get better. They're starting to get healthier. Like I don't hate them as much as I used to, but it's a full slate. Like I don't need to get that cute.
Oh, Soler, right? Soler, that's another guy. Didn't think about him.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't mind him.
All right, moving on. Boston at St. Louis, Rodriguez against Lance Lynn. No bias here, CJ. I know you're going to be at this game, but no bias here.
God, I love Eduardo Rodriguez. I love this Eduardo Rodriguez spot. If it wasn't like going to be 90 degrees with the wind blowing out the left, I would be basically all in on Eduardo Rodriguez. I think I will take less of a stand on this slate. A, because I'm going to have to build hedge stacks because I'm going to this game. B, it's just this ballpark plays so damn small when it's blowing out. It just plays so damn small. But you look at it, Eduardo Rodriguez has a 14.5% swing strike rate this year. Like that's just elite stuff. 10.7 K per nine. Like he's basically been pitching right so far like a superstar. And just like no one has noticed. He's had some unearned runs go against him, which is kind of like hurt. Like people who played him haven't gotten the win. He's pitching like a superstar right now. He really is. You know, and he's the problem is he's just not a ground ball guy, which is probably what I would like to see here. But 25% hard contact this season, 22% soft. Like, what's there not to like?
I don't disagree with you. And the strikeout upside's there too. The Cardinals strike out 23.5% against left-handed pitching this season. So
they've always been bad against lefties that they haven't seen before.
God, but like you got to remember Jed Jerko, reverse splits hitter. He mashes righties. He was good against lefties at the beginning of his career. Over the last couple of years, it's been really bad. Like just looking at the Cardinals lineup, the leading hitter against left-handed pitching in the Cardinals lineup is Carlos Martinez.
Mashing, but it's just like.
Fan has a 41% strikeout rate against lefties since getting called up last year with a 217 average.
Strikeouts. Like, could a couple of these guys hit home runs? Sure, but they're going to strike out so much. They're going to strike out
like
so
Dexter Fowler, probably the best hitter in this lineup against lefties. You know, if you can get him out of the top, like, you're fine.
You don't even know if he's going to play. He's like freaking his shoulder has been like on and off.
Well, that would definitely help Rodriguez's case here.
I think we're going to see all these righties, too, and just run for the hills on E-Rod. And just, God, this spot is so good.
I'm guessing you have no interest here in Lance Lynn.
None. Zero.
Red Sox are starting to warm up, folks. They're starting to warm up.
How are they priced?
Probably super expensive.
I don't think you can do it. Definitely not on FanDuel. What are they on DraftKings?
They're all priced.
Yeah, they're priced like they have a DH. Like, you realistically like need like a like price decrease.
It'd be interesting to see what the lineup looks like.
It'll probably be Moreland over Hanley, I would suspect.
Well, Moreland's 3,300. That's definitely fair.
Yeah, but the problem is I can do all this double switch stuff, and it's just I think I'm gonna stay away.
There's so many spots on the slate where I'm actually.
I want to know why are the Cardinals favored? Is it just like name brand again?
It's Lance Lynn, man.
God, he's not even that good.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, the total's higher than I'd like to, but God, just on paper, Erod's in such a good spot.
Moving on, New York Mets at Arizona, Tommy Malone against Zach Greinke. You think Greinke's just going to continue to be overlooked and nobody's going to play him because of how bad he was last year?
I hope so.
Like, you look at this guy's advanced stats this season, and yes, he's still giving up a bunch of hard contact, but like his strikeout rate with, I was talking about it. I wrote this up last time, you know, he pitched and he's using his slider so much more this season, like almost the same amount as his fastball this year. And he has a 40%, you know, strikeout rate on with his slider this season. It's just, it's the pitch that, you know, he was missing with last year. And, you know, you just look at the numbers and he's just using it more this year. He's using his cutter more. Like, he barely used his cutter last year. And, like, he's just not throwing fastballs in there every pitch now.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
You know, he's producing a lot of ground balls with his slider and his cutter and his changeup. Like, you know, this guy realistically, yeah, you know, you definitely need a fastball. But, you know, he's really, like, looked at it and, you know, he's just cut back on the amount of fastballs he's throwing.
This all depends if the roof's open or not. Let's go see if the roof's open.
I doubt it'd be out already.
Oh, it's out. About 4 days before.
For Chase?
So, yep. MLB.com/Arizona/ballpark/information. It is open. This entire series, including that day game on Wednesday. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Fire up thy Wednesday stacks.
Who's pitching? Now you got me curious.
I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Corbin against Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey in Arizona with the roof open.
Four games slate. And then Kershaw's on the slate, so everyone's going to pay up for Kershaw. Oh, baby. This is a great slate. What a great slate.
Like, I can't play Greinke in anything outside of tournaments, but I do think he definitely has some merit.
Here's the problem, Stevie. Like, I know I keep saying that we're going to talk about these guys in tournaments, but, like, there's just so many guys. Like, we talked about E-Rod. Rich Hill we have to talk about. We have to talk about Triggs. We've got to talk about Jimmy Nelson. We've got to talk about J.C. Ramirez. We've got to talk about Clayton Richard. I just don't see the merit to paying up when we talked about all those great stacks and good spots that I'd like to pay up for.
I'm just going to tell you now, if you like Rich Hill, we're definitely not going to agree.
The Giants are so bad against lefties. They're so bad.
Yeah, but he could realistically throw two innings.
That's also baked into the price.
We'll talk about it when we get there. Let's talk bats in this game. Anything that you like here from the Mets?
I'd like the stack. It's Chase Field.
Yeah,
it's a Chase Field to the roof open. No humidor yet. Like, that's the case.
Arizona side, Drury, Goldschmidt, Owings, Tomas. Shout out to our lineup.
Oh, boy, Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy Malone, really, really bad against righties. Gives up a bunch of home runs to righties. Like, get your right-handed bats here and get a bunch of them.
Yeah. If they start Chris Herman tomorrow, I quit.
Who else would they start?
Mathis is like, they start Mathis tonight. I guess he could start tomorrow and Herman could play on.
Mathis is 2,200.
He's so bad, though.
He is bad, but who else would they start? They would have to start him or Herman.
It's going
to
be Mathis. Yeah. Brandon Dury's 3,800. Nick Ahmed, my boy. You know my boy.
I was just about to say Nick Ahmed.
2,800, coming off of a guy. Those two home runs were against righties too, and I almost played him because it was a soft thrower, and I was like, if Nick Ahmed could hit home runs against anyone, it'd be a soft throwing righty, and he hit two of them. But man, oh man, oh, I love the spot for. I always play Nick against lefties. He never is owned either. You can play at that bottom of the order Drury stack. You can play the Drury Mathis Ahmed stack at, like, no ownership and pay up for a super stack and still get exposure to Tommy Malone.
Man, so God, there's just so many offenses on this slate and so many good pitchers that, man, the slate's interesting. I don't know if a stack's going to win the slate today.
Yeah, if a stack's going to win. A stack always wins these slates. You say that every time. Play correlations. Be smart.
fan. Chicago White Sox at LA. Derek Holland against JC Ramirez. Any interest here in Holland?
No.
JC Ramirez coming off a pretty bad game last time out, you know, Detroit game. He did throw seven innings. He had one, you know, he had two bad pitches in that game. They went both went for home runs. That was all five runs. He gave up a three-run and a two-run homer. He still had a decent game outside of those two home runs. What's your thoughts here on Ramirez?
I think he's okay. I just don't think I'm going to be as high on him as the field. Like, I don't hate him. I just don't love him. Kind of like Jesse Chavez tonight. Like, I thought he was fine. I just don't know, like, if he's going to win you tournaments.
Well, the thing about JC Ramirez is he has strikeout upside, though.
Some.
The dude throws 98 miles an hour. That's all you need, bud. That's all you need. He doesn't need a 98 mile an hour fastball.
I think I would play Jimmy Nelson first. I know they're going to cover that game, but I think I would do that.
I think I like Ramirez a little bit more. I get why you like Nelson. We'll talk about that. I don't disagree. I do like Nelson, but I like JC.
This White Sox team's like hitting the baseball decently. Like, they're just kind of like pesky enough. Like, I know their season long starts are bad, but like, they're finally healthy. Like, Frazier was sick for like 3 weeks, and like, they're getting bodies back, and they're starting to look like a competent offense. I don't think we can just treat them as a stream opponent anymore.
All right, fair enough. Any bats from this game?
Any bats from this game? Well, I've been rolling out this Calhoun Trout Valbuena mini stack for like a whole week now, and it feels like it's been mashing every single day. I know it's a lefty, so Valbuena probably won't play, so I'll probably have to make a replacement, but I still don't mind the mini stack. Like, Calhoun at 3,200 against the lefty is too cheap. Like, he's competent against left-handed pitching.
It'd be interesting to see if it's leadoff, too, because you know Escobar hurt.
I bet you it's Cameron Maven.
That would be interesting.
That'd be interesting. But he hasn't hit a baseball all season. They could just go Trout. That'd be really interesting. Yeah, that lineup could be interesting.
Yeah, Trout definitely in play. He's just 5,400 on a slate that has pitching. It's just going to be tough to play him. And what's the odds he hits a home run in five straight?
it's Trout. When he gets hot, my friend, you don't want to be on the fade train. I did today because he was 60%, but goodness.
Yeah, but we had plenty of home runs today from our outfielders. We didn't need
Trout. I played him on some teams, but I was way under the ownership of the field. So.
Yeah. You know, Nelson Cruz still good against lefties, for anybody who's curious. Moving on, Milwaukee at San Diego, Jimmy Nelson against Clayton Richard. I'll let you go ahead and talk about some Jimmy Nelson here.
This system just comes down to the Padres just strike out a ton against right-handed pitching. Jimmy Nelson has good stuff. You know, you'd like to target him in good matchups, and you fade him in bad. Really pitched a gem against the Red Sox. Looks like his stuff is on right now. You know, the guys I'm worried about are Myers, Schimpf, the lefty power for sure, and just Will Myers being a superstar. But there's just so many free Ks in that lineup with, like Hedges will strike out twice, and Margot will strike out once or twice, and Cordova, who's like a really – he could be a good prospect. He's like 5 years younger than the average MLB player. Like, he's going to strike out a bunch. I just really like the K upside here for Jimmy Nelson. I like the ballpark. It's Jimmy Nelson, so, like, obviously things can go wrong. But I just think that this is the type of spot that we target Jimmy Nelson in.
All right. I have nothing to add, so I definitely agree. The thing about Clayton Richard, like – you know, you look at the WOBA and you look at the strikeout rate and you just want to attack him, but the guy has a 58% ground ball rate against righties. Like,
it all just depends if he gets the low strike. It all depends if he gets the low strike. You know, like, against Arizona in Petco, he got the low strike. He was great. He didn't get it in Chase. He got shelled. He didn't get it in LA. He got shelled. He got it in Texas and he got – so if you can find umpire data, and if any of you listeners have it, please share it. Unlike umpires, if they give low strikes, just that's all I need to know. All I need to know is if he'll give the knees, the up will give the knees and below. That's all I need to know.
Fair enough. Thing is, like, this lineup, like, I guess it'd be
Aguiar is on fire, white hot. This was his first start, but in pitch hitting opportunities, the last two games and then one start today, he has a home run, a triple, and two doubles in like seven at bats. In fuego.
Yeah. I have nothing else to add. Like,
and the whole team is hurt, so they're not going to be able to get rid of him.
Yeah, like, Thames is dealing with, I think they said, a thigh or hamstring injury, and Shaw hurt his hand. Like, I I'm definitely not stacking. Like, I'll play him as a one-off, Perez as a one-off, but that's really it.
Yeah, that's all I would do as well.
And then there's nothing on San Diego that I like outside of like a Will Myers, but the first base is just so loaded, like not pass.
Schimpf.
Yeah.
Yeah, he that's the type of guy that would destroy Nelson, but there's only one of them in the San Diego lineup.
Yeah, Schimpf is 3,400. That gives you a lot of upside at $3,400, home run upside.
Absolutely.
Oakland at Seattle, Andrew Triggs against Chase Young. Triggs, man, continues just to be solid.
Yeah, and he could be solid in this spot, too, if no Robinson Cano. They're going to have to tack on an extra righty in that lineup. That's the kind of news I'd wait on. He was scheduled to play today, and then he got scratched. So you're really going to have to see how that goes. He's solid. I think he's more of a late slate play. Just there's not massive K upside. He's going to kind of get his 4-6 every start. So I think he's more of a late slate play, but I do like him. The price is starting to get a little high for guys like this who just don't have massive K upside.
Yeah, I agree. It's just not a guy you want to stack against either. You know, we talk about it all the time. This is not a guy you want to stack against. He just doesn't get shelled. He doesn't give up home runs. You know, he pitches in a big ballpark and he goes to a big ballpark here in Safeco. So it's just, there's no upside here. Robinson Cano expected to return Tuesday. They wanted to give him one extra day is what I'm reading here. So Cano will probably be in this lineup.
All righty.
Chase Young.
No.
Crush. Stack against him. Yeah, like play Chris Davis as a one-off. And that's really it. Like
Kyle Seager. He's still too cheap for Kyle Seager.
He just hit a two-run homer, too.
I know. It's what made me think of it.
That's it for me on this game. The late slate, like, usually there's one or two teams in the late slate that you can kind of get aboard. But, like, this late slate is actually really interesting. You have to make some serious decisions on this late slate outside of Chase Field. If you play just the 10 o'clock games, though, the four slate 10 o'clock games, be interesting to see what wins a tournament there.
I think it's an Angel stack, but. It could be a Milwaukee stack, too.
All right, Dodgers at Giants. Rich Hill against Tyson Blatch. Rich Hill is just one of those guys that he just worries me because of this blister issue.
Yep, sure, absolutely. But what were you paying for him before? 10-8? He's 8-7.
No, I agree. The guy is, you know, he was 10-8, 9,800 in his two starts before getting put on the DL. That was a month ago. They've already came out and said if his start doesn't go well, he's going to the bullpen. Like, you're going to get one of two outcomes. Like, you're going to get an outcome where he pitches really well and proves that he needs to stay in the starting lineup, or he's just going to suck.
Sounds like a great tournament play to me.
I don't want to play Rich Hill, but I will.
What you do is you build a lineup, you plug Rich Hill in, and then you make an Eduardo Rodriguez version, and you make yourself feel better.
I guess. I don't disagree with that. Tyson Blatch doesn't strike anybody out. The Dodgers stink against lefties, but don't play this guy.
They're not as bad as we've – like, they're more competent this year. Like, they actually are, like, becoming half-decently competent.
Chris Taylor helps. That guy has been hitting lefties really well.
Bellinger helps, too. He's really good at baseball.
Puig has not actually been terrible this year. Like – all right. Maybe they're not that bad.
Like on fire.
What is that? Hold on. I didn't hear that. Can you repeat what you said?
Grandal's been on fire.
All right. I needed to hear
it one more time. I always said he was a streaky hitter. I never said that. Never said he wasn't. And I'm not saying anything negative for multiple months.
Oh, man. You should have seen the double rope tonight. Whew.
Yeah, well, I played Bozy, so.
No, you're fine. I just.
God, Giants. I wish I had just trusted myself and played the Giants against McCarthy more. I was way, way over the weight on the field. But this is one of those slates where I just didn't want to take a huge stand that I wish I had. Oops.
All right, let's talk Dodgers bats here. You know, we kind of mentioned the guys that we like. Is there anybody else that stands out to you? You have to think that Jock is going to get the day off and Scott Van Slyke or somebody's going to get the start here. Kiki would be in the lineup. Gutierrez. Is Gutierrez even
playing? I'm not touching. I don't think I'm touching a Dodger bat. Why?
I'm definitely in a late slate, though. Like, if you're playing that four-game late slate, I'll have them
just Dodgers. Give me Milwaukee and the Angels. Why would I get cute? Give me Milwaukee. Give me the Angels. Give me and Seattle. Give me Oakland.
They play an early game on Wednesday. Grindel will probably sit and catch Kershaw on Wednesday.
I guess.
Oh, sorry. Coughing. All right. That's it. Let's play some Home Run Derby, and then we're going to get out of here. lot to choose from in Home Run Derby. We split yesterday. We each got one. You went first yesterday, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? There's so many spots on the slate. I'm going to go Kyle Schwarber.
Holy Darren Judge Price. Do you see that price?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 2%. Sorry, what did you say?
I said my home run is Schwarber.
Okay. I will take Rizzo.
You'll take a Vito.
Okay. That's fine. I will then pivot to Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Come again.
You gave me two lefties against Chad. Cool. Thanks again.
I know what I did, CJ. I know what I did. Okay. I'm going to go Nolan Arenado. And Aaron Judge.
Nah.
Not going to let me have Hank Aaron?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right. I'll go Goldschmidt against the lefty then.
Thought you were going to take Sano for me, and I was really worried.
Is that who you want?
Yes.
All right.
That's really chalky for us. Can we do like another couple, the like not so chalky guys?
All right. Who's your? Just give me one under the radar.
All right.
I'll find one too.
Like that was just really chalky for us.
Well, I feel like this slate is like. There's just
pay down a pippy, pay up a chocolate. I agree, but we should give the listeners
something. Like James McCann's 2,800 on or 2,900 on DraftKings. Like Nick Ahmed's 2,800. Like those guys have.
Brendan Drury was gonna be my guy. That was the guy I was thinking about taking. It's the sand right there too. It's a little like, up there.
There's some.
Oh my god! Like, crush Davis price tomorrow.
Is it really high or really low?
No, low, really, really, really low.
Oh no!
So outfielders that are in the that are in the 5K ranges: Judge, Bruce, Conforto, Gardner, Hamilton. Those are all 4,500 or above. I will scroll all the way down to 3,600 for Crutch Davis. He's priced the same as elite power hitters such as Manuel Margot, Jorge Soler, Scott Schebler, and Jackie Bradley Jr. and Cameron Maiden and his 193 batting average. All right, I'm done.
We gave out Mancini. You know, we gave out cheap home run power on this.
I know, but we normally don't play three chalk. We're normally better than that.
All right, well, who's your guy then? Who's your low on home run play?
I said Brandon Drury.
All right, I'll go Scooter Jeanette.
I like that call. I like that call, Stevie.
So, there you go.
That's a great call.
All right, so there's one thing that I want to say about this slate. You're going to have a catcher that hits a home run on the slate.
Just like, play James McCann. Problem solved.
Yeah, but there's Miguel Montero. There's so many catching options on the slate that are cheap. Like,
You can even pay up for Gary Sanchez against Hamill. This is one of the better catching slates we've had in a while.
Yeah, so Matt Wieters against Cool. Like there's some You're going to have to get catcher right today. Salvador Perez against CC Sabathia. Like,
yeah. Yeah. There's definitely Posey against a lefty. Yeah, there's just tons
of I'm all spots. For, like, taking stands, but I don't think this is a slate that I would play, like, over 30% of any catcher just because I there's so many catchers that are in play here.
I think if I was playing under 5 lineups, I still would stick to 2. Like, under 10 lineups, I think I'd still stick to 2. Really would.
Fair enough.
I think I would take a chance. So, like, there's some good spots, just pick one. Pick the ones you like the most.
James McCannon against Wade, I stink. Miley.
God, I feel like we're mushing this right now. Like, I want to stop.
All right, Tuesday. What time do they play? They play at 7:10 Eastern. Scheduled tweet for 7:35 at Derek Cardi.
Are you really mushing this? Why are you doing this to us?
You got any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Oh, man, it could be a great slate. Arcade mode, too. I like it. I'm a huge fan.
Well, it's a different format, right? Like, you know, we play the same format every day. Like, this is fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it. But that's just me.
I wish FanDuel would up their Mix It Up series. Like, give us some prize contests to actually make it worth doing the research.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, all right. Well, if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor talking about, you know, fun formats, playdraft.com, you know, non-salary, no overlap. Like, you're not going to have the same player on the same team as anybody else. So make sure you guys are checking that out. playdraft.com/grinders, 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Hey, Siege, you know, congratulations. Your Celtics playing Cavaliers here, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I don't expect us to perform quite well, but I'm excited we're here. But the big day, Tuesday night, draft lottery. Come on, boys. God, I want Fultz so bad. Got to win the lottery. I care more about the lottery than I do the series, probably. I say that now. That's probably not true. But, God, the lottery is so important if we can get another superstar.
The local.
Come on,
the
we run so bad in the lottery. Like, we missed out on Tim Duncan. Like, come on. Let us win this one.
The local Orlando Magic, you know, beat writer, or not beat writer, but like our news station, like he thinks the Magic have a chance, like a really high chance to get the lottery. And I'm just like, man, how does this guy have a job?
What are you guys at? Like 5%?
Yeah, I think it's like 6 or 7%, and he has it at like 35% or something, like something ridiculous. If he hits, it just maybe he's smarter than everybody else. But I don't know how some of these guys have.
Send me a link to this article. So if the Magic win the lottery, I can say confirmed rigged.
It wasn't on. It wasn't an article. It was on TV tonight.
So if anybody in the Orlando area has a clip of that, please, please, please send it my way.
Send it your way. Oh, and by the way, I doubled you up on play draft tonight. Just so you know, like 2x'd you. That's going to do it here.
The last two slates. What's your point?
I'm up by one again. You got work to do. We're going to come back Friday.
We haven't had a close match in a while. What went wrong?
It's been massive blowouts.
Oh, yeah. Every one of you guys hit a home run. I'm not going to win when every single one of your hitters hits a home run.
That means I did a good job.
It's overturned.
Means I did a good job. It wouldn't have mattered, CJ. If your home run did get overturned, it wouldn't have mattered.
And you wouldn't have doubled me up.
All right, we're getting out of here. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again on Wednesday.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.